Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We are borrowing more money. You probably heard these figures today, which tells us there was a record number of personal loans taken out in the third quarter of last year. Over 73,000, in fact. These are the figures from the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. And what are you borrowing to spend money on? Turns out, cars. Car loans in particular were up close to about 23%, along with home improvement loans at around 11%. Dennis Finbar Cronin, who a lot of you might know from social media as Digital Dinny, is with us here on the programme today. What does our attitudes towards personal debts and taking out loans say about our personalities, Dennis?
Well, Andrea, I think it definitely kind of reflects, I suppose, how impulsive you'd be in terms of your spending threshold and your lifestyle as well. I think all these factors kind of come together. And when you look at the amount of borrowing at the market, you can see that, I suppose, these products are super easily available to us now. You can only open up your own Revolut app this minute and you'll see you can get credit instantly. Whereas, I suppose, in the past, you wouldn't really have that as much. So when you do look at it now, I suppose each of these kind of reports that come out, they really do reflect the amount of advertising that's going into these financial services and the way, I suppose, people are being manipulated to in terms of purchasing them and taking out additional funds along the way. I also think as well, though, like things like social media have a huge part to play within this, because I suppose you have a certain amount of lifestyle creep for people as they kind of go up the income bands. But I suppose social media is probably accelerating that, where people want to get to a certain level that maybe they're not actually financially capable of just yet. So they're going for these financial products instead to kind of fill that gap along the way.
And look, to be fair, I suppose there's still all of the same kind of T's and C's that apply to actually taking out any of the loans and the applications. But I take your point. It's different, Dennis, from maybe 10 and 20 years ago, where you physically had to get up at your backside and go into the bank and apply for the loan. Everything can be done now via the phone.
Absolutely. And I suppose when you look at how these are being advertised and marketed to people as well online, they've got things like 0% interest for a certain period, or especially we'd say with the car industry. I would have worked within that sector myself for a good period of time, and a lot of the marketing is around this PCP finance, where you've got balloon payments and you never really own the car unless you basically upgrade every 3 years. So there's an awful lot of that going on within the market, where like people are only seeing a monthly price and not actually seeing the overall cost.
It's not even monthly. I was only looking myself the other day, actually, Dennis. It popped up on my Instagram account. You know, like you see beautiful luxury cars, and it's owned this car for, you know, so much money, maybe 50 or 60 or 80 euro per week. I mean, it's now been pushed to you as a weekly amount.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the sales guys are doing their job in that case on the floor. But online, I suppose I would have worked in the marketing space within the automotive industry. And like, we were encouraged to put out that figure nonstop, because that way the consumer, who mightn't be fully aware of the overall cost, or maybe the customer,
it
just
appears more affordable.
Well. Yeah, absolutely. But the customer as well, I suppose, wants to keep up with the Joneses next door as well. And they really want to kind of get the best vehicle they can. So I suppose all of that together is kind of leading to this culture now within Ireland, where people are kind of more risk prone. They want to take it out. And I think, unfortunately, we're going to see a market in the next couple of years where people's credit ratings are going to be absolutely destroyed, because if you keep borrowing like that nonstop, you're obviously going to run yourself into a bit of bother along the way, especially as we see, like, I suppose the cost of living is gripping the nation, and things there now, like coming into the winter now, like the household bills, all of this, when that starts upping there as the nights get longer, you're going to really see people struggling more and more with the cost of living. So it, all of this together isn't the ideal scenario for the consumers.
No.
But at the same time, a certain level of kind of borrowing is okay once you have the capacity to repay it. I suppose when you look at the mortgage industry, that's a good example of it working kind of sufficiently at the moment.
Okay. Kaz Mooney, Irish budgeting influencer, is joining us here, Dennis, on the line as well. It's funny, Kaz, when you think back maybe to like our parents or our folks' generation, where most of them probably really lived within their means. They bought what they could afford. I mean, most of the people I know now, they're living on borrowings.
Yeah, Andrea, in times gone by, it was often our parents would just get in the car loan and the house mortgage, and that was it. But nowadays, I mean, you can't buy a single thing online without the big button saying buy now, pay later. It's just in your face. Often it's easier to see than just paying for it outright. So it really is a very tempting thing to do. And I think often as well, we forget that debt is so emotional. It's not just trying to buy something and make ends meet. There's a lot of stress about paying the debt. There's guilt about using credit. There's anxiety when you have the bills coming. And then there's even the shame for asking for help when you're going in looking for the loan or even doing it online. It's still there. And it makes those financial decisions even harder then because our brains are focused on the problem that's happening today. And we're not so much thinking about what's going to be going on in the future and thinking about how much is going to cost us over the year, that €15 here, €30 there, and it all just really adds up.
Do you think, you know, kind of the Gen Z generation, are we just more accepting of borrowing now? Like, are we happier to live in a world where, you know, credit cards and all of the different Revolut facilities or different, you know, banking services, we have multiples of each now when you think back to compared to our parents?
We're in a very unusual generation right now because credit is so accessible, and yet I do feel the previous generation didn't talk about money as much as we do. And so we're in an unusual situation where we maybe aren't as educated around credit as we should be. And it seems much more acceptable. You're hearing everybody has credit. It's become very easy to get. And certainly in my generation, we're battling somewhat being forced credit upon us before we really knew what we were doing. I remember getting sent a credit card without asking for one when I became a student. So it's a very unusual situation. I personally am trying to talk as much as I can about finances online because I do feel like that is where the audience of that generation is. And as your other speaker was saying, there is so much being shoved in our face online. Keeping up with the Joneses isn't the neighbours anymore. It's everybody online. And it does feel like everybody has everything immediately. When the newest thing comes out, it does feel sometimes like everybody gets it and they didn't have to save for it.
It's funny you say that because there's a texter here has just got in touch to say, does nobody remember the recession? What are people thinking, taking out loans for holidays, new sofas and all of this kind of household stuff? If you don't need it, don't take out the loan, says this listener. Another texter, Dennis, has got in touch to tell me, my daughter has no fear of loans. She has a loan out for the car, which is totally fine. She needs the car. She then went and took out a huge loan for their wedding. She's now talking about taking out another loan to get new carpets. It's bred into me to never owe money. It just doesn't seem to bother my daughter at all, says this listener.
Well, it definitely does seem to be a generational thing when you look at the younger people, whether it's kind of they don't care or they're just unaware of, I suppose, the long-term implications this can have. The lifestyle, I think, that everybody would like to live online, and like you were saying there, people don't want to wait for it at all. So it is very interesting to see people just kind of have that laissez-faire attitude towards it. But I think overall as well, like the people that weren't really hit during the recession or were growing up during that period, they probably don't have the understanding of what it actually is like to be in those type of financial scenarios just yet. And I think, unfortunately, they might actually go to figure that out.
It's funny.
Just on the wedding... Go on ahead,
Dennis.
Oh, I was just going to say, but just on the wedding market, I was looking at some recent figures there. The amount of money being spent on weddings in Ireland is over 38,000, I believe, is the average, or thereabouts. And I think the online world, again, is to blame for a certain idea of when people want to get married now, they think they need to have extravagance and they need to have things like a content creator for €15,000, €2,000 along the way. Whereas, like, realistically, you don't need all that. Do you know what I mean? And I think people are using credit now to fill the gaps where versus what they have versus what they actually want.
It's funny when Kaz mentioned that, you know, about going to college. I actually kind of vividly remember going in to open my bank account, you know, and to get my very first Visa debit card that you needed for withdrawing money at the ATM when I was in college. And I remember being straight away as I went in to take out the Visa debit card, been offered a €10,000 credit card. Sure, is it any wonder the country absolutely went to the state that it did? Thankfully, I had the foresight not to take out said credit card. But Kaz Mooney, Irish budgeting influencer, and digital dinny Dennis Finbar Cronin, thanks a million to you both for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.